you.
I know that we're winding down. We don't have much time. In fact, about three more minutes. If you could share with us just one more thing that you could see the public doing. And when I say the public, our state legislators, our local leaders, the school system, to include parents and those who work at the school, faculty, administration, staff, et cetera, what we can do to help make our educational systems better, and then leave us with dovetail into that a word of inspiration for us.
Okay, got it. So let me go to the macro level right quick, the way up there. One of the things that we've got to change in society, Carl, is this. We can no longer continue to choose entertainment over education. Right now, we'll spend $1 billion on a stadium for the Falcons. But in that same footprint, there are dilapidated schools, schools that got mold and going on, and students don't take books home. So as a nation, we've got to go back to where education is key and very important and take away the emphasis on the internet.
Stay with us. I definitely want y'all to hear the rest of this. We're talking about some steps that we can take to help address our educational problem. So we're addressing these educational problems. We need to start on the federal level and bring it all the way down to the local level. And part of it has to do with where we place our values, our priorities.
Exactly. So I love entertainment. I like football. I like basketball. But you know what? When we're paying $23 million to a sports star and maybe $37,000 to a beginning teacher, that kind of shows us what our value is on. Again, I love entertainment, but we've got to make sure that we start paying our educators a living wage. I would love to see an educator get $80,000 a year. And if you
that
really
want
to see,
good.
Yeah, if you want to see a classroom change and a new attitude and all that stuff, let's treat our teachers like rock stars, and then I guarantee you, our classrooms will be turned around. And students will all of a sudden see that education is important. Because right now, when kids walk through in checkout line, they don't see educators on the front of a magazine. They see entertainers, basketball players, rappers, or whatever. So it shows what our society is looking at.
So Pete, again, how do we do that from a practical level? And this is going to be my last question. I'm going to let you wrap this up for us. I think it is a great idea that we pay our teachers more, we pay our principals more, et cetera.
Yes.
But you talk about the football game, the basketball game, you got people who are willing to spend $30, $100, $200 for the ticket and then pay all that money for the food that they buy while they're there. You got these companies that are paying all these advertising dollars.
Yep.
How does the school system compete with that?
Well, what the schools and what households have to do, too, is if I'm going to spend $500 on a weekend to take somebody on entertainment, let me do $500, buy my son or daughter a computer so that there will not be a digital divide or anything like that. But they'll have what they need in the household. If I start at home making sure that education is important, then my kids will understand that. And then later on, they will go to school and the teachers start reinforcing that. When I was younger, I learned at school, I learned at home, and I learned at church. I had a three-tier going. And a lot of times we don't get the reinforcement at home and we don't get the reinforcement at church. And the teachers right now, we've got to show our teachers some more respect. We've got to show our administrators some more respect. We've got to make sure that we send letters to our legislators to let them know that not only teachers, but
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We're going to let that do it, and I'm going to take – hold on. We're going to have this final word. Okay. Thank you so much. All right, Pete, we're back. Just a few more seconds. And okay. I tell you what, let's end it this way. If you would let people know where they might be able to contact you, website address, et cetera.
Okay, my primary one is patsolutions1.com. That's PatSolutions, the number one.com. And for students, getting better students, it's umaedu.net. And that's where we find out that every 11 seconds, normally a student drops out of school. And there's some good ways on there to keep students from dropping out of school and helping to motivate teachers and to motivate students, because that's what we need to do. And the last thing is, I've got this thing called ISS, and it's not in-school suspension. It's called Inspirational Scholarly Schools. And that's what we're aiming for, because Inspirational Scholarly Schools produce inspired scholarly students.
Pete Peterson, thank you so much for joining us today. Much continued success, too, at what you're doing to help build our community on the local, state, national levels.
Thank you, sir.
All right, everybody. Till next time.